Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Mark 15:21-32, the crucifixion. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by were deriding him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha! You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. Crucifixion victims commonly were required to carry the wooden cross piece that would be affixed to an upright post or stake. It appears that Jesus started, but he must have collapsed after all of the anguish that he had been through. This character is passing by, and he's inscripted to help. Simon of Cyrene. Interestingly, he's acknowledged as being the father of Alexander and Rufus. These names are significant because Paul, in his letter, gives greetings to his letter to the Romans, gives greetings to Rufus. Now, there could have been somebody else named Rufus, but we have believed for quite a while that Mark was writing to a Roman audience when he writes his gospel. It would make sense that these sons would be listed here. What doesn't make sense that they would be listed to identify Simon of Cyrene? It's to give people the opportunity to follow up and hear the direct testimony of someone who was there. Golgotha, the place of the skull. We're not quite sure why it was called that. Maybe it was because it was the area of capital punishment, and so it's assigned with death. It's outside the city walls. They like to crucify people on the most crowded roads, so the passersby would mock, but also to keep fear over the people. Crucifixion involved lots of bleeding and exposure and exhaustion and asphyxiation. Jesus is put upon the cross in the third hour. That's 9 a.m. It's interesting. He dies on the ninth hour, so it's 6 hours. It's rather quick, but Mark very rarely gives precise chronological references, except his one word, "immediately." Jesus is exhausted. He's spent quite a bit of time. And my understanding, as I've studied the passages and been with Brian Woodbin in Israel, looking at the different possibilities and where it was at, Jesus has spent 24 hours in a pit with his arms above his head, and now he's been beaten and flogged and spit on. He's exhausted. Around the cross, they divide his garments. This is a reference to Psalm 22, a fulfillment, the psalm that's going to come up several times in the crucifixion narratives. And once again, we see the declaration, "King of the Jews." The mockery of the religious leaders, "Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down from the cross." So what in this passage is, for me, the depravity of humanity? This is the reason that Jesus is there on the cross. When I think that depravity can't get any worse, I'll have the worst thoughts in my own heart and begin thinking, how can I allow my imagination to go to that space? How can I have such anger and sense of false justice in my life at times? The now what is to be reminded. It's not just religious leaders and Roman soldiers who put Jesus on the cross. When you ask the question, who put Jesus on the cross? The first answer is, I put Jesus on the cross. And it's a reminder today of what Jesus went through to express the Father's love to us all. Lord, today, once again, we're thankful. We want to never get tired of telling this good news story. While we were yet dead in our sin and our trespasses, you took on all of our death and sin so that we might live. And so today we celebrate that we are crucified with you, we are buried with you, we are raised with you, and we've been seated with you in the right hand of the Father. And one day we will be glorified with you in your return. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.